The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Wendy Lawrence, Chief Executive Officer of Totally PLC, TLY's ticker. Wendy, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Now, I know, you know, I've got to say thanks for coming on, because I know you're not feeling the best, but hopefully these results will make you feel a bit better, even in yourself, you're not feeling well. Because, like you say, a strong performance and continued success. You must be happy so far with that result.
Thrilled. I mean, I think it's just reflecting the progress that Totally has made over the last couple of years. Yeah. I think, you know, as an organisation, our workforce working really hard, and hope everybody will be as pleased as we are with the results.
Yeah, well, like I say, you're feeling bad, but the results are very good. So anyway, before we get into them, a bit more detail, if someone's listening to this for the first time, you know, Totally podcast and thinking, what do you do? Could you just explain, summarise the business for them, Wendy?
I certainly can. So Totally is a provider of healthcare services across the UK and Ireland. We support the NHS and other healthcare organisations to manage the ever-increasing demand on their services and try and get people into the most appropriate service quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you break it down in the RNS, financial highlights and operational highlights. Let's start with financial highlights. What do you like there? Because there's a lot to like.
Well, everything's going in the right direction, isn't it? So, I mean, I think all of the indicators, as you can see from the RNS, are up. You know, group turnover up by 14%, profit up 14%, and a significant increase in EBITDA. So sitting at £3.3 million for the period, which is, again, I think a reflection of how hard we've worked to get an efficient, high-quality business delivering. Strong cash, we're cash generative, and at the 30th of September, £18.3 million in the bank. And I think for, you know, our retail investors, who I know I receive lots of emails from, an important decision by the board to increase the proposed interim dividend up to a half a penny, which is 100% increase in that dividend payment.
Do you know, it reminds me, I don't know if you've seen recently in the House of Commons, it's quite annoying when one of the politicians stands up and he says a sentence and everyone behind says, up, you know, and I'm just looking at this now and it's like group turnover up 40%, 61.6 million, gross profit, every metric up 40%. And EBITDA, like you said, cash now you've got 18.3 million as opposed to 14.8 last time. Dividend is up, everything's up, but there's nothing not to like here. So let's go through some of the operational highlights, if you could, Wendy.
Yes, yeah, certainly. We've tried to include a few things in here about the people that we treat as well, because I think it's important to try and get over what we do. So, you know, not only have we had major contract extensions across our urgent care business, we secured a new tender following a procurement process for an urgent treatment centre with King's College in London, of which we mobilised in 8 weeks, and that's going really, really well. But also during the period across the business, we assess and treated more than 1 million patients. You know, we are an organisation now that very much sits at that front line of ensuring patients can access services quickly and appropriately. We hear all the time, don't we, in the media, that the NHS is struggling with its capacity. Mm. And I think what this shows you is we're an organisation that tries to support the NHS with that. So operationally, we continue to be very, very strong. We've still got all of our registered services with the CQC are rated as good. So I'm hoping that everybody will see, you know, that continued success. And I mean, within the RNS as well, we've been very clear that our stated strategy of buy and build is continuing. And you will see in my chairman's statement that we are reporting that we are in advanced negotiations with a number of bolt-on acquisitions, which would not only strengthen our proposition, but also take us into a few new markets.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I was thinking there? I mean, when I look at companies and I'm investing in companies, I look at, are they in a sector, an area that's going to be in a strong uptrend over the next 5-10 years, maybe? And when you think of it, with the waiting lists as they are, this is a very strong trend. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to all of a sudden see those witness dissipate, because it's going to take years and years and years, even if, at all, if they get them down. So you're in a very busy sector here for a long time, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if you saw the story that the BBC were covering yesterday, but they were talking about up to, you know, they're predicting that waiting lists could go up to 30 million people. Wow. And there are already 10,000 people that have been waiting in excess of 2 years to be treated.
Yeah.
So, no, this is not going to go anywhere soon. And I think the demands for healthcare and individuals' expectations, you know, no, we're really, really busy. And for us, post-pandemic, you know, it's a new business as usual. This is now how we operate. Services are just the demand and the flow is not showing any sign of decreasing. So we've responded to that, and that's what you're seeing in these results.
Yeah, and when you think of it, like you said, it was on, you know, I think it was the main story on the news yesterday about ambulances, waiting times, and all that stuff, and waiting lists. And every time that happens and hits the mainstream, the figures are not going to get any better for a long time. And I think, you know, the parties in power, whenever this happens, you know, they're going to be under a huge amount of pressure to up the investment in this sector and sort this out. And that's good for you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, wherever you sit politically and whoever was in government, it would, you know, that's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
The people are there now needing
exactly.
treatment. Mm. And I think it's up to us, you know, with the NHS. You know, our philosophy, you always hear a lot, don't you, about privatising the NHS. That's not what we're about, Justin.
Yeah.
We actually work with the NHS to ensure that patients who need to be inside the hospital get inside the hospital really, really quickly. And those that don't can be treated in other settings. And that's what we do. And I think that's what's important for our investors to know. There is a huge demand on services. And, you know, without organisations such as ours, the position would be much different and actually much worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to ask you for three reasons, but I can see six in front of me here. A turnover up, gross profit up, EBITDA up, profit before tax up, strong cash up, increase in dividend up. So, but apart from those, Wendy, if you can, no, you can mention those. If someone's not following you right now, but they're thinking about it, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add totally to their watch list, please.
I think you've done it for me. But Justin, I think what we are showing is resilience during a time when there has been you know, confusion around where this is going. Our organisation has been around for a long time. We're working absolutely in an area where demand is not going to decrease anytime soon. And actually, I think we've proved now that we're very good at what we do. So, you know, we're quite unique in that, and the demands on us are not going to decrease anytime soon.
Excellent stuff. Wendy, thanks very much for that. And like I said, thanks for coming on, but because you're not feeling that good. But I'm sure these results will give you a lift and see you through. But thanks very much, and hopefully catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.